I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. And we are here at the MyBookie Live Casino playing blackjack. Check it out if you haven't. It's basically like playing blackjack over Zoom.
Not Dream again.
I know. She kind of...
She was a nightmare.
Boned us last week.
It's a couple weeks ago.
Oh, but I got a blackjack, so Dream's pretty sweet.
We had a good week last week.
Dream is awesome. I'm into Dream.
Blackjack, baby. She gave me 12, so that's not a great start.
Double down.
Pretty hyped on last night.
I texted you about it.
Best case scenario, backdoor cover from the teaser on... The fucking Commanders.
What was your teaser?
I had Commanders plus 9.5. But, you know, Eagles were up 2 scores.
Late.
So
really late.
That's a win for your boy. And then, yeah, I just needed them to get the touchdown and the 2-point conversion. I mean, I really need them to kick an extra point, but they weren't going to do that, obviously. So needed Zach Ertz to catch that ball.
The catch was goddamn insane, too. So was the throw. Did you end up seeing the play?
Whatever, dude. My fucking take on Jaden Daniels is starting to come to...
Which is what?
Starting to age better. He's not that good.
He's kind of whatever.
He's pretty whatever. He's averaging less than like 215 yards a game now.
Yeah, people are kind of figuring him out.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, double down on an 11.
So when there was... I think Dan was saying he's like a top two quarterback in the league. I'm like, let's pump the brakes, dude.
Yeah, everyone
Jaden
calm down.
Not fucking that good.
Jesus, I got a 13 on a double down. That's fucking sweet. Oh, but I got a 10 here, and I'm doubling down again.
Against the two? Oh, boy.
20. All right.
I don't feel comfortable against twos because there's just too many scenarios where they can fuck you.
Yeah.
I'll stay with the 13 and just try not to get fucked. Yep, there's a 7. She'll flip a 10 and beat us. Yeah, there it is.
Well, I broke even. It kind of is what it is there, but it's fine.
Yeah, dude, I don't, I'm, the Commander's going to come back to reality. Eagles are firmly in first place. Let's go.
You feeling comfortable with your birds?
Yeah.
They look good.
We don't even need Hurts to play well.
You need him to just, so this is the thing with quarterbacks in the NFL now is.
Just don't fuck up.
That's all it is. That's literally all it is. It is not the gunslinging of the 2015 to 2021. That's gone.
No, before that, before like 2006, 2007. So like Roethlisberger, yeah, yeah. Rivers,
Manning.
Yeah.
Yep, that's gone.
Stafford, OG,
Breeze. Yeah, all the crazy 400 yard games.
Those games don't happen anymore.
No,
defense has kind of figured out the. Those guys got the benefit of the new rules with receivers and quarterbacks being able to get away with murder. Yeah. And now defenses are starting to figure that out.
And it's all dink and dunks. I think they also have started to figure out that first downs are more valuable than home run plays.
Yeah.
Stay on the field. Just keep driving. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where the NFL is at now.
We're going back to the West Coast offense?
Yeah. When you see a dude put up, 260 yards with two touchdown passes, they probably had an amazing game.
Mm-hmm. Our brains are kind of broken.
It did break our brains. 100% it broke our brains.
People are like, oh, he only threw, like I just said, Jaden Daniels is averaging less than 215 yards a game.
Under 215 is not good.
It's not good. No.
But if you're doing like 240,
And his touchdown to interception ratio is like 10 to 3. That just means he doesn't take chances.
Didn't he win on a Hail Mary?
Yeah, so bullshit.
That's really funny.
Of course, you have to. That's not a chance, right? You're just...
Yeah, you have to do it.
You have to do
it.
He's
not, yeah. More of this coward talk.
I can't wait till he's out of the league in like 3 years, Doug.
Oh, you got 500 on the table.
Yeah, we'll
somebody's stay on that fighting to refill.
I'm not, dude. I had a good year or good week last.
Good, yeah. Last Wait, week. Was your teaser just on that game or is it part of a? Oh, she built a 21. You she bitch.
Did. Shit.
You bitch. God damn it.
My teaser. No, I have three more college games. It's a four team teaser. I believe I have UCLA up to 10.5.
Against who again? Even though we just did that show.
I know. It's against
Washington. Yeah.
I think I teased Syracuse up to like 16 or something, or like 15.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic.
And then there was another game. I forget.
Yes.
Oh, no. Who's Alabama playing? Are they playing?
I don't know who Bama has this week. And right, I don't fucking 10. Care.
I mean, you could look it up. I can't because my screen is currently
here,
the
I'll look
show.
It. I'm in the middle of literally... hitting though, like,
no, you can't multitask. I forgot you have ADHD.
I do, and it hurts.
I'm just a superior person.
Oh my god, dude, look how many cards I'm getting here. This
you
is
got
fucking...
15 now. Keep it going, baby.
Yeah.
Six
hit, and finally a bust. Jesus, okay. Let's see who Alabama's playing the rest of the year. I think they play Mercer this week, then they get OU and Auburn.
Okay, that's not who I'm thinking of then. Bang, 18. Sweet.
Ooh, look at you.
It's a dub.
All right, I need to feel something. I'm putting $1,000 on the table.
is that a good idea?
I don't know, man. I'm just fucking. It's a Friday.
The cool thing is, I will not be watching.
My kids are sick.
Any college football?
What?
I won't be watching any college football.
Yeah, you'll be at the Ren Fair. What is this football you speak of?
This game, this silly game for boys.
Foot, joust me like a man. I need to do a sketch for Softcore History where I'm just doing that voice the whole time.
I'm going to be a Viking, though. So I can get into a rap battle because Vikings used to just spit
poetry
bars
battles?
On each other. Yeah.
Low-key gay.
Just a yo mama off.
Yeah. But if you get mad, you have to kill the person.
Yeah.
Send them to Valhalla.
Yes. What is your favorite genre of Ren Faire, I guess, or medieval type?
What?
What part of the world did you like at that time? What's your favorite?
Oh, there's the classic, obviously. 14, huh? That's cool.
Ooh, 11. Doubling down. Let's put 1,000 on it.
She's got a 3, so I'm just going to stand on the 14. I was going to say early on the last show when we were talking about the Ren Faire.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, Lord.
God, no.
Dream is a real beat.
Oh! No. Just worst case scenario.
Just
there.
A murder.
Not great.
All around. What is wrong with you?
All right, we'll get
lady?
It back. We'll get it back.
I was going to say, people need to throw more love to the Byzantine Empire.
Okay.
And so you were talking about it earlier. You look like a Greek sailor. That's a Greek empire. Even though it is the Eastern Roman Empire, it is Greek.
Greek influence.
Yeah. So I think maybe you need to do a little Byzantium shit. And by the way, they had beards. Beards were in by that point.
When were they not in?
Rome. For quite a bit of Rome.
Do you think Rome just couldn't grow facial hair?
No, they could. Because there were emperors with beards. I think Marcus Aurelius had a beard. But
did Nero have a beard?
He had like a pube neck beard neck situation. Beard, yeah. It's pretty gross.
Fuck, I just lost again. I should probably pump the brakes there.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, the Eastern Roman Empire needs some fucking love at Ren fairs, and it doesn't get it. Because really, it's just like a northwestern European fair.
Dude, I've seen stormtroopers.
I know you have.
You could be whatever you want at a Ren fair, honestly.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if I ever go, I'm going to be a Swiss guard ordering that costume. Dream, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, thanks for the 15.
Jesus Christ.
Start putting $25
down.
This
woman is a fucking nightmare. Bust.
She's good at her job.
She is very good at her job.
And that's taking our money. 19.
And it's our job to lose money. So in that way, we're very good at our job, too. Mm-hmm.
Is it, though? We're supposed to win money for the people.
Well, it's our job just
to give them hope.
Just to be here.
Oh, boy.
Gosh, she's really good. God, get her the fuck out of here.
If that's the case, we are both really good at our jobs.
Jesus Christ. This woman is a nightmare. She's a menace.
You going to drop that line 12 times?
What?
She's a nightmare.
She fucking is. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Wordplay.
Hey. I mean, I imagine that's why you kept dropping it.
No, I call lots of things nightmares.
Your life?
Yeah, a waking nightmare. My kids are sick right now, so it's definitely kind of a situation.
Yeah, but they're like kind of vessels for disease.
Actually, they haven't been getting sick as much as they used to.
Oh my God.
We broke into the doctor's office once we knew RFK was going to take over the HHS and just poured vaccines into their mouths. Just cracked open whole vials.
Oh, dude, RFK is going to come in with a gun and just shoot you in the face.
Yeah, once we mutate into, what is that? What is that video game/movie called? Resident Evil. We're going to be like Resident Evil monsters. Just like fleshy fucking disasters.
They're gonna have super autism.
Oh, you know what it's gonna be? Actually, it's gonna be like those human computers in Dune, except with no social skills. It'll be somewhere like the human computers in Dune and the actual autistic kids that they keep in hyperbolic chambers in Minority Report.
Mm-hmm.
That are like, hey, you're
that could have been my five.
Your brain don't work quite right. We're going to put you in a coma and have you predict crime.
That
could have
been my five. Oh, no.
Did you just lose another $1,000?
No, it was 500.
Okay, great. I haven't
put $1,000 on except for the double down.
I'm having a bad, bad day so far.
It's not good. Might need to start whoring myself out at the Ren fair.
Which you could.
Mm-hmm.
Could you be a man wench?
Mm-hmm. Or like, what's like Littlefinger? Is he just a pimp?
He's a pimp.
But what was the title, I guess, back then?
He was Master of Coin officially.
But what would you call somebody that ran a whorehouse that was a man?
I'll look it up. But I'm in the middle of fucking playing this hand right now.
Again, dude, you can do more than one thing at once.
Okay, I busted just for you. What?
Same.
God damn it. What was a male brothel?
What's a male madame?
Brothel owner called in the Middle Ages.
You have to spell it out, dog.
A procurer.
A procurer.
Yeah.
I like that.
Also, brothel keeper and pandering, a term derived from Pandarus, a character of Geoffrey Chaucer, who I guess gave out stuff to whores. But yeah, that's all I know. But your procurer is is what you
fuck 11 towards 10. There it is.
There it is. Oh my god, this is a kill. She's a killer.
She is. She is an assassin.
This is. I mean, this is fucking crazy. She's
a, she might be a Russian asset.
She's an Antiguan asset, actually. This is just Antigua's entire economy is based on this woman just taking money from people. She is like the Henry Ford of Antigua, just building the whole nation's economy. 14. Wow. Wow.
17. What's she working with? She's got, yeah, 10.
10.
I mean, probably an ace underneath, too.
Yeah, just do it.
Just take the knife out. Stab us.
All right, I'm hitting. Oh, this guy doubled down against a 10. Jesus. Bust. Great. He got a 20, so he's probably okay.
We'll see, right?
Pushed.
Nope, he pushed.
Well, I mean, that was, you know, it was a narrow window for him to lose.
All right, we got to get this back.
You put 500 on the table again?
Mm-hmm.
I'll join you. Well, I have 600, but I'll join you. Let's do it. I'm tired of this bitch. She's absolutely fucking killing us.
We can't play scared. Otherwise, she's going to take us off.
Yeah, she wins. That's what she wants.
We got to lose our money slower.
Mm-mm.
And by that, I mean faster, because I got a 13. She got... God damn it.
I just got a 2. I got a 17. I'm going to chill on the 17 and just batten down the hatches and hope for the best.
Nope.
10?
Probably. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I pushed.
I didn't.
I'm putting $1,000 on the table. I can't do this.
Same.
I can't let her win. I am taking you for everything you are fucking worth, Dream.
That seems like an empty threat.
Oh, she's gone!
Good vibes. $1,000 on the table. We need somebody else.
Who's? Oh, no.
No.
I remember her.
She was fine.
Was she?
Yeah.
I thought she did bad things.
I think she was great.
I can't
actually
remember.
I don't remember her name, and it's probably not going to be the same.
It's never the same. Well, Dreams was the same, but usually it's not. Pearl. No, it is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pearl.
You can't get too creative. You
4, that's a bad
shit.
Start. 10, better
12,
start.
Not good.
What does she have?
9. Got a hit.
All right. I'm just hitting. I have $1,000 on the table. I can't
don't double down, you fucking psycho.
Yeah, that's a lot. That would have been a lot. That would have been a little fucked up. Come on, he's sitting on the 17. Come on.
Do it.
God damn it.
What'd she give you? 4?
Fucking 4.
Keep it going, baby.
Yep. I gotta ride this fucking demon.
Ride the light.
God damn it!
Did you bust? Oof. There's a 5. I'll stay on the 17.
Yeah, you have to. She's flipping it down.
And we pushed.
Oh, all right.
We're all right with that.
At this point, that's a win.
I'm putting another $1,000 on the table because I can't abide that.
It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm full tilt right now. We're fucking 15 minutes into this, and I'm...
It's going to be a short show this day, though.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah. Come on, Pearl. A 9. All right.
There's a 10.
Maybe. She goes really fucking slow. But I don't hate that because...
No. Especially she's going to feed me a blackjack right there.
Look at you.
See, Pearl's... She's the real Dream.
Fucking 16. God fucking damn it.
You're going to hit against the 8?
Yeah.
I mean, there's room for you to not do that. You could have stayed against the 8, but you would have lost it anyway.
Yeah, I know exactly what would have happened had I stayed with 16. There was no world in which there wasn't a fucking 10 next to that 8.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm putting 100 back on the table. That was a rough 4 minutes.
How invested are you going to be this weekend against South Carolina?
Extremely.
You're going all in?
Extremely, yeah. Yeah. It's back. Oh, no. Hit. Don't double. Just hit. Almost doubled down.
Do you think your offense figured it out?
I think Drew Pine finally got into a groove. So we'll see. It was actually weird seeing him be so shitty in some of those games because He spelled Brady Cook a lot in the second half early in the season. We were blowing teams out, and he was, like, perfectly competent.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go. Come on. Flip a 10. Oh, I pushed.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah, like, Pine, it was against lesser competition, but, like, the way he was playing against some of these teams early on, including the Auburn game, when Cook had to leave for half the game, it was just, like, that's not... Like, he was missing in a way I hadn't seen him miss, and that was weird to me. It wasn't just like, yeah, it was just, it just didn't seem right. So hopefully he found his groove. We'll see. But I'm going to be, the kids are going to be sleeping for the start of that game, so I'm going to be a fucking psycho. Beer's getting cracked at fucking 2 o'clock. Hard AF is getting cracked. It's just going.
I'll be gallivanting through the woods.
Yeah.
On mushrooms.
I'm jealous.
Dressed as a Viking.
I'm very jealous. All right, I'm chilling on a 16 against a 6.
Oof. 10.
Love to see that.
Come on.
Yes. Four. Come on.
10.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
That's tough. That was
what really, is happening today?
That was really tough.
This is fucking bananas.
Eesh. I feel like she owes us after that.
Does she?
She might.
They don't owe us anything.
That's true. Nobody owes you anything.
But sometimes I do feel that way. Sometimes I'll be like, all right. That can't happen twice, but not today.
Surely that can't happen 12
today,
times.
Today, all I think is this is going to happen all fucking day.
Got the 11. Just give me a 21.
Double?
No, I can't. Should have, but. Not against the fucking. Just barely got my money back.
You literally got the only hand
that could win, yeah.
That's fucking. Jesus. Well, it is still fun playing at the MyBookie.com casino. I don't care what anyone says. The live casino, I should
say. We're having so much fun.
So much fun. It's about the friends you make along the way. But Pearl's not really my friend. I actually loathe her. Give me 4. Okay, take that.
12.
But yeah, 9. You go to the live casino tab at the top, click it, play blackjack. Hmm? It's a good ass time. Definitely recommend checking it out.
13. Keep it coming.
And if you use the promo code Drinking Bros, you will double your first deposit up to $1,000. And if you're a regular player at MyBookie, the rewards program works for the blackjack tables as well. So every dollar you bet is. A point. So I just put $100 on the table. I got 100 points in my reward account. You get a ton of cool stuff from that, including rake backs. So if you have a bad day at the blackjack table or in the sports book, they'll toss you a little money back and say, sorry you suck so bad. Here's some money to have fun.
Eesh.
Got a little reshuffle here. Pearl is a deliberate mover. Oh, boy. This is how you know it's real.
Hey, where's the vacuum at?
I know, right? No one's vacuuming today. But this is... it's like playing blackjack over Zoom.
Basically. I mean, they are just hoovering up our money, but...
Yeah, that's... She is the vacuum, in fact. The fucking money vacuum. Come on, Pearl.
What that mouth do, Pearl?
Sure.
I think she heard us. She looked up.
That'd be funny if we were accidentally mic. Like, they, even though it's like, oh, yeah, they can't hear you, your mic is actually, like, turned on.
Oh, my computer, yeah, they actually, it's bugged.
Mm-hmm. They can hear everything you're saying.
Uh-huh.
They fucking know. Oh, my God. All right, this is actually taking a fucking while. Come on, lady, let's go.
Oh, no, I had to reload. Nice little
game reload there. All right, give me a 9 to start out.
I guess I didn't. I'm just going to sit this hand out.
Keep that shit on the table, dog. What does she have? Yeah, I guess I'll hit on the 13.
Because
she has another 10 out. I just can't bust right now.
I reloaded, but I can't see my chips. So it's...
Can't deal with this. Hey! Let's go.
All right. Here we go.
I literally just sat on that 16 because I was like, I cannot bear... To bust on
scare
another
money,
fucking hand.
Don't win money and don't lose money either. But
scared money stays put and accrues a small amount of interest every year.
Get that 4%.
Yeah, dog.
A super high yield in savings account at this point.
Eesh. 17. I guess I'll take it.
Not a 12.
Good God.
9. Give your boy a 9.
You got just slowly. Every hand. Oh, all right. There you go.
Yeah, but she's going to flip a 10. Oh, no, maybe not. Yay.
Look at this. What happened?
Everybody's over.
This is actually a live rake back.
This is the good deck.
This is just
my I snuck bookie. A deck in there.
Like some casino floor manager was like, they're going to leave. You have to
give them a couple.
Give them a little bit of
feed
hope.
Feed them a little bit of hope. Yeah. Hope is a dangerous thing. Come on. Ace.
Uh-oh.
Not all a right. 5.
Can we double down?
Yeah. Hope for a 6. Nah. No, you don't double down.
Not against the 7, no.
Because she's going to give you...
Ah!
Well. All right.
Is what it is.
Hope she flips a 9. Oh, no. That's worst case.
It sure is.
Fuck.
Well, could have been worse. I almost...
That's not good. I was just hoping for a 10 and a push.
It's just a fucking nightmare. God, it is just, we're getting killed.
Slaughtered. Hogs.
Lambs. We're little baby lambs.
Dude, we're hogs because we just fucking...
We're dying. Yeah, they're sticking us like pigs.
Just trying to eat as much as possible, bleeding as fast like as pigs. Possible.
You know what YouTube served me the other day, speaking of that?
What's that?
It served me a video for, it was like, oh, you like food videos, right? And I was like, yeah, I like food videos. I watch Triple D and
bang
other stuff all the time. And they're like, great. Here's a video of a man cooking a pig on the road from start to finish. And I was like, oh, okay. And I click on it. And the first thing he does is shoot the pig in the fucking head and then cut its throat.
Yeah, dude. It's farm to table.
Dude. I mean, and it's
a pig or a hog?
Pig.
Oh, he shot the pig.
He shoots it in the head
with what?
Like a .22.
All right.
It was a really small rifle. And then slits its throat.
Why did he slit the throat after he shot it?
Well, you got to get the blood out.
Yeah.
You want to drain him of their blood, I guess.
Get
a desanguinate
dog. No.
Hey-o.
If she flips a 10 off the bat, it's over. I win.
Yeah, I had to wait for that one. But I was just like, dude. I mean, it was just a pig, just spasming and blood. Like, it took so long for it to die.
Well, I saw more people and animals die on Twitter today. Sweet. Saw a guy shoot a fucking mountain lion in the head.
That's awesome. I would watch that.
I'd like mountain lions, even though I know they would kill me.
They would murder you.
I know.
Slaughter you. Feed you to their children.
But the thing didn't even pounce at him. He was just like, stay back. And the thing was pretty chill.
He knew.
Then he just shot him.
He knew what was going to happen. You bitch. Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
What the fuck?
Oh, boy. It's going to be a short show today, boys.
Good God. Every card is falling her way. But yeah, the pig thing was funny. The most fucked up part, too, is he shoots and slits the throat of the one pig, and the other pig's just, like, steps over that pig, just drink some water.
Yeah.
And then he does the other pig. But I was like, pigs are pretty smart. You got to know, right? Right, pig?
Are they smart? I feel like they get a reputation for being smarter than they are.
No, they're pretty smart. All things considered, pretty smart animal.
Hmm. We're getting our money back. Let's go. $1,000 on the table again.
You know what? Fuck it. $1,000 on the table. I'm not taking this aggression from Pearl anymore.
Do you have balls to put on the table at this point?
Well, that's a bad start.
Come on.
That's a worse start.
16. Ew, bleh. Against the 7. God, I know she's going for the 10, but I'll stay.
I've got to stay. We both have 16s?
Yeah, against the
Jesus
7.
Jesus Christ.
10.
Yes!
Mm.
Got you!
I'm only down like $700 now.
Look at you. Let it ride. Let it ride. 1K on the table.
The swings, again. Baby. I just want to get back to even.
Man, I'm like $3,000 down from you right now. Or no, I'm $2,000 down from you.
Oh, it's not table. Good for you, man.
Give me an ace. 19. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. Six. Take it. Chilling on the 19.
12. I'm glad I didn't double down. Yeah, I'll stay. Right. She has a 12. 10. 10. No.
You gotta be kidding me.
That fucking sucks.
Fuck this.
When she got a 16, I'm like, oh, that's a dub. It was, in fact, not a dub.
No, very much. I pushed. I didn't fuck.
I lost, Rob. I lost.
I know. I know. I know.
Must be tough for you.
Life's hard over here in Hard Lifesville.
Soft Handsville?
Yeah. No, Soft Handsville is a great town. Everyone wants to live in Soft Handsville.
Fuck. I just got to sit on this 18, and while she just stabs us.
Give me a 10.
Right in the jugular.
Give me a goddamn 10. Thank you.
No, she just beat me by one. She's like, here, I'm just going to...
Here you go, sweetheart.
I'll beat you by one.
There has not been a single hand. So sometimes, like, one of us have won, like, a little bit. But, like, there has not been a single hand where at least one of us hasn't gotten just fucked.
Sometimes she busts. Like, one every 10 hands she busts.
Just a goddamn nightmare. Whatever.
Come on. Come on,
five,
ace.
Great start.
Give me an ace.
13, even better.
15's not
even
great.
Even better. And there's your 10.
And there's 21.
Yeah. Do you have 1,000 on the table for that?
Yeah.
Max betting her blackjack?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Keep it going. Let's just keep the pain going.
Why not? Why not? Come on, lady.
Feed us.
Just do it.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Do it.
Give it back. No, she didn't give it back. Oh, no.
Gah.
Oh, no.
I don't want insurance. I want a bullet.
Just put it right in my head. Give it to me.
Oh, all right. She didn't get it.
I'm going to hit and just hope for the best.
I'm going to keep hitting as well. Hell yeah. Oof. Look at that.
That's not good. Keep it going.
Attack.
9.
10. So close. Oof. To the 9.
Oof.
All right. By the way, she had a 19 on that.
Yeah, I had to hit anyway.
Like, even when we win, it's against a great hand.
Did you win?
Yeah, I did. I had a 21.
Oh. I didn't win.
Yeah.
Again. I am bleeding.
Like a pig.
Very badly.
Like a pig.
Like the like fucking a pig on YouTube. Throat. 5. Cool.
Okay, got a 4. Chill on the 17. Fug it.
I gotta just hope this 13 gets it done. Nope.
Good God.
All right. We're getting back to
Jesus Christ.
We're going low again.
I'm going high.
I'm gonna eat it.
When you go low, I go
I'm
high.
Eating it.
All right. I'm gonna make her eat it. God damn it.
Eat what?
I don't know. Nothing real.
She's yawning.
She pointed at my $1,000 and literally yawned.
She's like, you think
And then
this
gave
is...
me a 12.
She gave me a 12. She gave us two 12.
Yeah, I got a hit on the 12.
The disrespect.
This is on purpose. She saw I had $1,000, yawned at it, then gave me a 12.
Yes, let's go. Let's hope for the best and not. Yeah, we got it. We got it done.
God damn.
Thanks for letting me win my $100 hand.
Yes. Pearl is, didn't you say she was good to us last
night? I don't know, man. I can't tell anymore.
She's so, so bad to us this time. It's horrific.
All right, love that 14.
I'll take a 20, I guess, but I'll probably push.
Seven. Servant. Yeah.
There you go.
She likes it when you bet $100, not $1,000.
Yeah. Look at that clap, you liar.
She allows it. Let's see. Watch, I'll put the 1,000 on the board, and she's going to give me, like, a 14.
I think, yeah, that feels on brand. Certainly.
Oh, welcome, Blackjack.
Oh, hi, Blackjack. How are you doing? Uh-oh.
What about Jack Black?
Uh-oh. See, I have $100 on the table, so 17.
Nine? Ah.
Lady, Eesh. Come on.
Give me an ace.
What are you doing?
Give me an ace.
Welcome to hell, Blackjack. Welcome to hell. There you go.
That's not great against it. No?
Yeah, you're going to die.
Well, no five.
Hey!
Yes.
Look at her.
Keep it coming.
I don't need the golf clap, though. It's just such a lie. But everything else.
She's so uninterested in us.
Oh, my God. She wants to be anywhere but near us. She's not even near us, but just even associated with us.
She's thousands of miles away.
Yeah. Even just thinking about being an associate of us for a time is just pissing her off.
Nine. Two.
20. All right.
18.
Let's see. You're 10.
17.
Oh, better yet. Just do it. Just do it, Pearl. I don't want the insurance. Just do it.
Just got to drag it out.
Oh, wow. Survived.
Just going to drag it out.
So Blackjack was playing smaller hands, and now he has 100 on the table, and I hope we didn't, like, accidentally unit shame him into losing too much money.
Too much money?
Yeah.
He's got 11 right now. 10.
Well, there you go, buddy. I'm obviously standing on the 20.
16, 16. Oh, boy.
Literally, that's always tough. Fucks one person at the table.
That's tough.
Always fucks one person at the table.
I'm not having fun.
Well, that sounds like a you problem. I'm also not having fun, so that's a me problem. Just fucking get
it. We suck at this game, huh?
Do we? Probably, but, like, I don't think skill matters today. You know what I mean? Like, you could be a shitty fighter, but if Achilles walks into the ring, it doesn't matter how good or bad you are. You're just dead.
Yeah, but just hit him in the Achilles.
If you can touch, if you can get there. Someone had to shoot him with an arrow.
Just hit him with a calf kick.
Okay, we'll do a couple more hands, and we got a drinking bros to get to.
Yeah.
But she's shuffling again, so I'll remind you we are playing at the MyBookie Live Casino. You go into MyBookie.com. There's a Live Casino tab at the top. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000 for everything, not just the Live Casino. And if you're, you know, you play regularly, you're a MyBookie Plus Rewards member. Lots of cool shit in that.
Two more hands.
Including rakebacks and whatnot. Yeah, we'll do two more hands. Yeah. Do two more hands and call it a fucking day. Because I don't really want to lose any more money.
No.
It's just been too much.
We could probably end this pretty soon. She's taking her sweet time, though.
Yeah, she is the slowest fucking shuffler, and it's to show you all the
she's
cards
like
she's going to fuck you with.
House of cards.
She's absolutely slowly lubing a spiked dildo.
She's trying things out.
Yeah. At least she's lubing it. All right, it might be one hand if she ends up taking this long. This is fucking crazy.
Look at this. What is she doing?
Why are you building a castle?
It's a rook.
Like, literally. Also, don't they have machines that do this? Why is she doing it by hand?
She's going old school.
This is actually, like, pretty bad.
This is how bored she is.
Yeah. She's playing with us.
Toying with her food.
Literally, yeah. It's like Buffalo Bill doing his little dance, except in front of the mirror. He does it in front of the well in his basement.
We haven't put the lotion on.
There's no lotion for us.
She's going in dry. She's
dry. Dry as can be. All right, we'll do one more hand, actually, because that took so long. Last hand of the day. Whenever she feels like giving it to us. All right, Pearl. Good God.
Nope.
Nope, not yet. Still going.
And here we go.
All right. What'd she give me to start? Oh, a hot 14. Well, 4-14. Soft 14, so.
18 against an 8.
I'm hitting. Yeah, come on. Come on.
Now you have a real 14. Chilling on the 14
again? Yeah, great. Thanks. Thank you for that.
Keep it going. Go.
Yeah, obviously I'm going, dude. Hey, 21.
There you go.
That's right.
And I pushed.
Boom. All right.
One more hand. Let's do one more hand.
One tiny little hand. She takes forever. But for Dan Regester and Rob Fox, this has been the MyBookie Live Casino Friday. We will get out of here right after she gives us cards in 20 minutes. Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, she's not getting paid by the
word. We're ready. This is like a writer getting paid by the word. You know what I mean? Like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeesh. Probably should have sat this hand up.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hitting on the 10. We know that. Got a 20. I'm chilling on 17.
Sam, she's going to kill us, though.
Yep. About to die.
Goodbye.
Just flip the 10. Just flip the 10.
Huh? There we go. We'll go out on the win, right?
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. We'll see you next week.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday. Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.